The later family of owners, the Arkwrights, constructed the stable blocks where you are now sitting. During the Second World War, the women of the land army stayed at the manor. However, one night the house caught fire and was unable to be saved by the small local fire station. The gardens survived the fire and have been landscaped to recreate how they would have looked back in their day. The first garden to be entered from the direction of the main museum is the ornamental fruits garden, displaying a variety of fruit-bearing trees and shrubs, although not all of them are edible. Of particular interest are the fig trees growing against the south wall on the left as you enter from the museum, which are thought to have been acquired by the Reverend Joseph Arkwright in the early 1820s. The Knot Garden is a 17th century herb garden and was prized for its plants having medicinal, culinary and decorative qualities. The fanciful maze-like arrangement of the flower beds and hedges encouraged the later construction of the Victorian viewing platform, which you can still stand on today to get a better, elevated view of the garden. The largest of the stable gardens is the Peace Garden. It comprises a number of smaller sub-gardens that explore different aspects of garden plants and styles. Notably, the rose garden near the gate onto First Avenue was replanted with white peace roses in memory of the events of September 11th, 2001. The Cottage Garden is another subsection of the Peace Garden, on the right as you enter from the Knot Garden. This is a tribute to the informal style of gardening in the late 19th century, as a reaction against the usual formality of Victorian gardening. The Gilby Gin Still, which dominates the far right subsection of the garden, was one of three stills that stood in the glazed frontage of the Gilby's bottling plant in Harlow. The stable site opened to the public in 1982 as the new Cycle Museum, displaying the history of bicycles from 1918 to the 1980s. The collection itself was begun in 1948 by John Collins, whose family owned a cycle repair shop in Old Harlow.